Live Sports Betting Show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated office. I am Tone Diggs.
Hey, baby, Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpy. No, he's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
Day, Tony.
Nicky Skates is in the back.
How we doing? How we doing?
Good. How are you?
All right. I was not ready for follow-up.
Otter is in the back as well.
Hey, Tony, how are we?
Good. How are you?
Doing pretty good, man.
See? That was he.
There it is.
He was ready
he
for
was
follow-up.
Really sharp today.
Eight oh and one, Paul.
I mean, I said it. What is it? Yesterday or the day before?
8-0-1.
It's time to stop treading water.
Needed it's time one. To fucking stop
needed
treading water.
Needed a fucking night, and last night was the night we finally got.
Tell you
it.
What, you tread water for 4 or 5 days, and then go 8-0-1. Guess what? It's gonna be a pretty good year.
Let's hope so.
You know that keeps happening.
Let's hope so.
That's gonna be a pretty fucking good year.
Some good ball games last night.
Yeah. It was very good and very, very good.
Florida State Duke was a banger.
Florida State Duke.
I know
Duke.
It did not go your way, but it was a very good basketball game.
Did not go my way.
Syracuse. I mean, if Syracuse is shooting, teams are going to have a tough time keeping up. I know it was Clemson, but man, they can shoot the lights out when they get going.
What did I call you? There was like, I don't know, 4 minutes left, and we were talking about bets, and I was like, oh, going pretty well so far. Eastern Michigan didn't happen. It was a close game. It didn't happen. Fordham, they're down 2 or 4 minutes left or whatever. Should be good there. It's +8.5. They lost by 13.
Yeah, Fordham is not a team to trust.
No, they are not.
I've been burned a few times by them this year, and I'm kind of just, I need a break.
Ohio was a cakewalk. They were up by 30. Fucking North Carolina was a cakewalk. There was some, we were on Dayton together.
Miami's, the U's got a team.
The U's got a fucking team.
The U has a team. Davidson came through the back door.
Speaking of the U,
holy
our
shit.
Next distinguished friend of the show is a man that everybody loves, a man that everyone's been like, hey, where's this guy been? We said, hey, we haven't had a fucking guest on in a long, long time, and this is the guy to end the streak. The man that is on Sports Grid for 18 hours a fucking day. Welcome back, legend Gabe Morenci. Welcome back, Gabe.
Yes, sir. Great to be back, gentlemen. Great to be back. And I tell you what, it's great to be with guys. I didn't think it was possible, actually, for anybody to bet more than me and the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart, but you guys managed to pull it off. Good fucking job. I'm still counting my money as well from that Ohio Bobcat win last night. It was a strange line. Felt like a trap, but like I said, call me Little Timmy. I'm going to fall right into the well. We cashed the ticket. Great to be with you guys.
Gabe, we talked about it on here. It was a fucking weird line, but normally weird lines fuck us, but this year I think in college basketball they've actually been hitting for us. And I said, is that Jim Kelly Miami jersey you got on?
Yes, sir.
I thought.
Yes, sir. Just for the record, yeah. It's the U, sort of, but I've got to show some love for the Bills. Showing some love for that. Good eye, Tone. I like that. Yeah, so old school Jim Kelly, baby. Jim Kelly, let's do it. I'm fired up for some football this weekend.
Inside story, his college roommate at the U is one of our friends from high school's dad. He has a very similar jersey hanging in the basement, so I could recognize that jersey from anywhere.
So, in other words, your friend's dad drank a lot in his earlier years.
I would assume so. You want to start with the NFL weekend? You got some. I mean, I know we got a lot of time left to the weekend, and I assume you're going to go Bills, but do you have anything early in the week that you're liking so far for the NFL weekend?
Well, I'd pat myself on the back for killing it in the wild card weekend, but I think everybody did, right? I mean, so pretty much everybody did. It's amazing, though, guys. This is a theme that I've been talking about. And, you know, we talk about point spreads all the time. Jackasses like ourselves. Whoa, well, you know, I like it at 3.5, but I don't like it at 4.5, and oh, is it not 5.5? The last 62 wild card games, the point spread only came into play 7 times. 7 motherfucking times, 62 games. Look at the Super Bowl. We played 55 Super Bowls. The point spread's only coming to play 6 times. So the bottom line is, in the playoffs, the better team wins. And listen, if you like an underdog, then you take them on the money line as well. And I think it sets up nicely this weekend, actually. You look at Cincinnati coming off the win last week. A great win. Oh, they haven't won a playoff game since 1990. It's tough to go back-to-back, guys, and the number is really, really daunting as far as, like, home field advantage in a divisional round. Last 16 divisional round games, guys, the home team is 13-3 outright. Oh. 13-3 outright. But with that being stated, I like a couple of the road teams. I like a couple of the road teams, but just some stuff that I've been coming up with here so far as Mike Vrabel is concerned. Yes. Vrabel guys 4-0 straight up and against the spread off a bye with Rass has won the games by an average of 20.5 points per game. We all know about the Bengals never winning a road game before in playoff history, but this is something that caught my eye as well. The Titans were 6-2 with Derrick Henry. They were 6-3 without Derrick Henry. Uh-huh. And they put up 146.5 rush yards a game with Henry and 135 without him. I love Derrick Henry. And I'm not saying Derrick Henry's not a badass, but what I'm saying is this football team's more than just Derrick Henry. Titans are going to win. They're going to cover against the Bengals on Saturday.
Gumpy and I also like the Titans. You gave out the 4-0 number off of a bye. He is 8-0 off of Thursday to Sunday games. If he just has more than 8 days, he is 8-0. Like, he has been absolutely dominant. And I think it was an easier decision with the Bengals D-line problem, probably.
I can't disagree. I think they're going to – you know what? I think this game's going to be a lot like the Raiders and Bengals game was, except the roles are switched.
That back door was wide open, Gabe. That back door was wide open.
Hey, listen, I'm not opposed to a teaser here, Gump, on with the Bengals, if you want to bet that up, right? If you think they can hang around, that back door will be open. But I just think it's a tough ask.
Yeah.
And we can get into some more trends and more numbers as far as teams playing at home and then going on the road. It's not pretty. The road to hell was paid with good intention. It's paid with the dead bodies of teams that won in the wild card round, losing the next week.
Gabe, I think an issue I have and a lot of bettors have is they want to get too cute and they want to overthink things. Like, looking at the 49ers this weekend, and you're like, they're going to run the ball, blah, 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 blah. But then on the other side, it's Aaron Rodgers at home in Lambeau. You think people are overthinking that the 49ers have a chance in this one?
I think that's what happens. We remember what we saw last all the time. And, all right, speaking of daunting numbers, the San Francisco 49ers find themselves in this spot. I love the Niners last week. I was on them on the money line. That was the centerpiece to our parlays. We discussed all week last week that 12 of the last 14 wildcard seasons, that there was always at least one outright winner, now making 13 of the last 15. But how about this? NFL's division round teams coming off a straight-up wildcard underdog win, 6-30 straight up.
Jesus.
6-30 straight up, 13-23 against the spread since 1998. All right, you say, fuck 1998. That's a long time ago. Let's go more recently. 1-14 straight up the last 9 years, guys. So I'm talking about a team. So San Francisco's the only team in this spot this week.
Correct.
Right, they won outright as an underdog in a wild card round. You won outright in a wild card round. The next week, you're 1-14 straight up the last 9 seasons. And you want to get deeper, you're 6-30 straight up with just with 13 covers along the way. Matt LaFleur, I mean, listen, it's not like you guys don't know what's going on with the Packers. I don't need to tell you, but Matt LaFleur's never lost back-to-back games in his career. 9-0 straight up, 9-0 ATS as well. This is another spot here. And like you said, we want to get cute. We want to be on the dog. We want to be, oh, we're smart, this and that. But this is the end of the line for Jimmy G and company.
Go ahead, Paul.
Gabe, I think I know where I'm going on most games. The one I am having troubles with is Rams-Bucks. I know McVay is one of these new school dudes. What do you think about that game? You know what I mean?
You think he's ever watched the Syracuse play basketball? You know what I mean, Gabe?
Well, you know what? You ever noticed that our boy, the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, like McVay is like what Cam would be if he went to the gym and he was like ultra successful?
Ultra successful.
No, I swear to God, they look the same. Like, Cam and Tom Cable look the same, right? Like, Cam and Tom Cable are like brothers, and they're in the bar eating chicken wings together. And we talked about it yesterday. McVay's like a relative that shows up at like Thanksgiving dinner. He's richer than you. He's got a hotter girlfriend than you. He's got a nicer car outside. He eats dinner. Mom loves him better than everybody else. He's like, all right, guys, I got to go back to my great life. It's nice hanging around with you guys for a little while. You know what? I this game, to me, it's coming together. I actually think it's a great spot for the Rams. And like everybody else, I had my reservations about Matt Stafford, and I still do. I think Stafford's party and the Rams party comes to an end next week in Green Bay. Okay. But this week, look, they beat them last year with Jared Goff. All right? So the Rams beat the Bucks last year with Jared Goff. They beat them again this year. If you look at the stylistically, the matchup-wise, everything Tampa brings to the table, the Rams can counterpunch and actually say we're better at. right? If I look at the strengths and weaknesses of these teams here, you look at the offensive line. The Bucs might be without two starting offensive linemen. Mm-hmm. All right, you got Aaron Donald. What's Tom Brady never liked? People that can crash the pocket up the middle, right? Not edge rushers, implode the pocket up the middle. Their wide receiving core is limited right now. You've got Jalen Ramsey. He's going to be all over Mike Evans. Gronk is good. I give him credit and all this, but whatever, man. The guy's like 72 years old and had more surgeries than Jenna Jameson. So, you know, when you add it all up and then you look on the other side of the football, the Rams are able to run the football a little bit now with that 1-2 yeah. punch with Akers and Michelle. And then you got OBJ in the mix here. I think they're run heavy. Like I said, Tampa are good. If Tampa had Godwin, if Tampa had, like, everything was perfect. Yes. Like, you know, the old biorhythms. Everything was perfect for them last year. It's not now. I don't, you know, I'm not a Brady fan per se. I respect the hell out of him, but he's not a miracle worker. He needs talent around him. I think the Rams win this game outright, guys. And if you look at Stafford, he threw four fucking touchdowns against these guys earlier this year. He had, like, his best game. Mm-hmm. He had his best game against the Tampa. I don't think the Rams are intimidated by the Bucs at all. I think the Rams go in there and win the game outright.
So far, through three games, I think we're on the same side. I know we're on the same side in the night game. I'm taking the dog on Sunday. I'm taking the favorites on Saturday, probably. Sunday night, I'm taking the Bills strictly because I think their defense is better than the Chiefs' defense. That's literally the only reason that I'm going with right now. I think Gumpy's going to be the other side. Why do you like your Bills Sunday night?
Well, I'll tell you what. First things first, I think the best bet of this game is the over.
Okay.
Yeah, I get it. It's a playoff game, and sometimes when a game is, you know, one of these clear-cut, oh, how does this not go over, it actually doesn't. I think this one does. You look at the last two times these two teams played. They got to 62 in the playoff game last year in the AFC Conference Championship game, and they got to 58 earlier this year when the Bills beat them 38-20. So common pattern is the winning team had 38 points exact mm-hmm. the last two times these teams played. But you just said it, Tone. To me, this game's going to be like an arena league. So if any of you know anyone tuning in right now used to love the old school arena league, to me, this is going to be an arena league football game. Both teams are going to go up and down the field and basically score every time they have the ball, except somebody's going to blink. Somebody's going to fumble. Somebody's going to throw an interception. And in arena style, one of those, we get one or two stops, guys, we win this game. Mm-hmm. I honestly think it's one of these games. I think it's going to be like a classic, similar to the Raider-Charger game that, you know, wow, this is unbelievable. I think it's one of these old-school, like, Dolphin-Charger games. You know, 41-38, classic, who has the ball last, 38-35. Uh-huh. The lowest I can go on this is, like, 34-31, and that still gets us. Yeah. Like, I think both teams get into the 30s. I like both team totals over as well.
Yeah, and the total trends for them are insane, Gopo.
Who's winning the Super Bowl, Gabe?
Oh.
Well, let me just say this about the Bills and the Chiefs game. I do think the Bills are going to get it done here because I think the Chiefs, similar to the Buccaneers, they're not 100% healthy. You've got the chip on the shoulder factor here, the revenge spot coming in from last year. The Bills are running the ball a little bit right now. I just think the Bills are the more physical team. Mm-hmm. So as far as the track meet going back and forth, I think it'll be the Bills' defense. Mahomes isn't perfect this year. Right, I mean, yeah, you know, he's got it going a bit, but they're not perfect. And Pittsburgh, with all due respect, I know that all the Steeler Nation here, you guys were overwhelmed. Buffalo will not be overwhelmed.
That was the Colts' fault, Gabe.
And listen, fucking Pittsburgh, how the fuck did you blow it a +7.5 in the first half?
Well,
I had it.
Well,
I had +20.5 on a fucking teaser, Gabe. Christ.
Yeah, that one, things got out of hand quickly there, Gabe.
Sorry.
It's fine.
Yeah, I got the Bills going. And you know what? I got a Bills, Bills-Packers Super Bowl. Let's do this thing.
Okay, Nick.
Gabe, I got to switch gears here for a moment and ask you some hockey stuff. When are you COVID-infested parasites up there in Canada going to open up the buildings again and let people back in?
I think maybe 2026 for the World Cup soccer. Yeah, I got to tell you, man, like, are they even playing anymore? You know what I mean? At this point in time?
You know what I mean?
I saw a van drive by me the other day. Like, it said, buy Vancouver Canuck tickets. I'm like, for fucking what? For what, next year? but you know what? I don't know if you guys got into the Draisaitl stuff with the Matheson.
Yeah.
But listen, if Leon Draisaitl wanted to get badgered like that, he would have gotten married. Like, can you, like, seriously? Like, buddy, like, what's wrong? Everything. You know what I mean? Like, that guy, Dreisaitl, was like a beaten dude just listening to his wife. Like, yeah, honey, I'm a loser. Yeah, everything's wrong. Yeah, whatever. You know everything, right? You know everything. What, you know, seriously, Matheson, I love this, too. I'm going to say this, too. How the fuck are you in the Hall of Fame for writing anything?
That's wild.
Unless you're Shakespeare, fuck off. There's no Hall of Fame for writers. If you're Shakespeare, all right, you're Shakespeare. You're a fucking Hall of Famer. Jim Matheson, well, I've been covering the team since before Wayne Gretzky was there. Good for you, fuck. Leon Draisaitl and the rest of Germany don't give a fuck. And I'll tell you what, too. So what? My uncle played on that fucking team. So I guess I've been covering the team forever, and I know them forever, and I can treat Leon Draisaitl like a dick. Matheson was way out of line, and I love all these other hockey media goon losers. Oh, he's a Hall of Famer, and how dare Leon Draisaitl? I swear to God, I would have kicked that old man out of the fucking room. I would have said, you're losing your pass for a week.
Well, hey, I think we agreed with you on that one, Gabe. Before we let you out of here, are you doing any NBA yet or no?
Oh, yeah, we're all over the NBA. NBA props. Listen, I've been in football mode.
Yeah, me too. That's insane.
Like, sort of my mind, you know what I mean? Like, just sort of passionate. Oh, yeah, football, football, football. But no, NBA props are a big part of our portfolio. And you know what? Let's look at Darius Garland tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I like what you said earlier, Tone. Let's not overthink things. Same with college tonight. I got a couple of picks tonight. Okay. Just sort of.
Yeah, let's go.
Why overthink it? But Darius Garland, guys. This kid, you know, Cleveland Cavaliers, we know about their ATS, you know, they're a monster and all this, but Garland's a scoring machine, so you get 19.5 tonight, guys. He's gone over this number in 9 of his last 12 games.
Okay. It's pretty fucking good.
Yeah, this is 9-3 to the over the last 12.
It's not overthinking, Gabe.
It's not a reach.
No.
It's not a reach to be taken at 19.5. So I like Garland at 19.5 tonight.
All right, then go to the college basketball.
All right, what do we got in college basketball?
Marquette.
I got an NHL pick too here.
Okay, look at
the all right, you know all. What?
Know what I mean?
Auburn. Auburn this, Auburn that, oh Auburn. Yeah, Auburn are great, but you want to lay 23 motherfucking points? It's a lot of points to be laying in a college basketball game. You look at Georgia, and Georgia are terrible, but they're lose by 14 terrible, lose by 16 terrible. They played Kentucky a couple of weeks ago, they lost by 15. Right? Like, you know, you look at them, all right, they'll lose by 17. Uh-huh. You look at Auburn. Auburn really haven't blown that many teams out. And, oh, yeah, guess who Auburn play next? Kentucky.
Look ahead.
So, exactly. I think they take the pedal off the metal a little bit. Auburn wins by 19. Auburn wins by 18. Auburn does not win by 24. We'll take the points with the Georgia Bulldogs. This one, I don't want to – this is a tough one as well. But, man, you got the LSU Tigers. Exactly. You know, they're 13-4 ATS. And they're 14-3 to the under. I get it, Bama are 12-5 to the over, but when offense versus defense, I'll go with the defense.
Yeah.
I'll go with the defense. I'm going to take the points. I think this game's going to be a close game. I'll take the points with the Tigers, and I'm going to go under that pretty high number right there.
Yeah, yes, Bama haven't covered in 5 home games either, Gabe. I love LSU getting 4. I think LSU might win this thing outright.
Yeah, sounds
right,
like.
Right down to the wire, Gup, exactly.
Yep.
Alabama's 0-7.
Like 71-70 type stuff, you know what I mean? 73-70, which keeps us under the number and gets us a point spread cover.
Yeah, Alabama's 0-7 ATS in their last 7 as well, 1-7-1 in their last 9 games overall. So not great there. I think we're on the same page there, and then you want to get out of here on your NHL pick?
Yeah, you know, so I'm not a Toronto Maple Leaf fan, but I do think they're in a good spot tonight. If you look at the Rangers, you know, Motley Crue's reunion tour lasted shorter than the Rangers road trip did, all right? Like, these guys haven't played at home in motherfucking forever. They're on the road forever, bouncing around the country everywhere. One thing with the Leafs, too. The Leafs are good this year, and I've never been a big, you know, Leafs are one of those, like, sort of, the Leafs are like the Cowboys all the time, right? They're sort of hype, they're
hype boys.
They're sizzler. They're not Ponderosa Steakhouse. It's more sizzler salad bar. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, I do.
Yeah, it's not real. You know, where's the beef? No, there's no motherfucking beef. Where's the beef? But with the Leafs are good. Campbell is a good goalie. They lost to Arizona, but they were coming off the win against Vegas, right? I'm just telling you guys, if the Leafs show up and care about games where it's like, this is a game for us. We care about this. Like, it matters. They win. I like the Leafs to get it done tonight.
Okay. Gabe, you're not worried about them being in New York, in the Big Apple, all those distractions? They're not locked down in Canada anymore. The boys could go out and get a steak or something. They might be focused on a little bit different, maybe some nightlife, you know?
I think NHL has security outside their hotel rooms. They get tased if they leave. Because the NHL protocol is pretty stringent, actually, amongst the league and the players and stuff like that. But no concerns. I think the Leafs win this hockey game tonight, like 4-2 or so.
All right, Gabe, last thing for you real quick. Does Vancouver, do the Canucks make the playoffs? They're plus 400 right now to make the playoffs. They're 5 points out.
Well, you know what? Like Gump said, if they could ever motherfucking play a home game and get a little bit of a rhythm going, yes. Listen, we see this team under Boudreaux right now.
Barbecue Bruce.
They've really tightened things up. Yeah, I do think the Vancouver Canucks are going to go on a playoff run. They're going to be right there in the end. But it's hard to get a rhythm going when you play every 8 days.
Especially when Bo Horvat's not playing.
Gabe, what the hell happened with the My Chemical Romance concert?
Oh, well, yeah, I see. You see that? Like, oh, God, I'm an idiot. You see that, Gump? So, listen, I see it's the big emo fest. So, I'm going to give everyone a stock tip right now. Everyone invest in hair dye and fucking mascara stock right now. Like, we're all like Revlon, you know what I mean? So I guess there's this big emo show, and I'm such a fucking idiot, Gump. I see it says tickets start at $20 or whatever. Tickets start at $20, and I'm like, oh my God, that's pretty cheap for a show like this. Good job. No, it turned out it's $20 to reserve your ticket. It's $20 to pay for the right to pay for the ticket. But yeah, that's just too much drama for me for a full festival there. I do like My Chemical Romance, but you lose me at Dashboard Confessional.
Fair play, Gabe.
Gabe, thank you. Thank you so much for coming on, pal. We'll do this more often, all right?
Hey, when there's a Slayer Testament and Exodus Festival, we're all fucking there, all right?
Hey, good luck tonight. Good luck Sunday night, too.
May the winners be yours.
May the winners be yours, pal. See ya. Okay. Thank you, Gabe. Gabe's the best.
Fucking legend. He's the best. Dude.
Comes I on, fucking kills it every time.
He tweeted like 10 times in a minute about that Chemical Romance concert. I had to ask.
When Gabe gets on Twitter, he's fucking... He's there for fucking tweeting, okay? Hey, that's what Gabe does.
It's the best.
Okay. We got a lot of picks there.
Yeah.
We talked about football. We're good there. Let's start in college basketball.
Your Spurs are fucking doing me in right now, Tony.
I saw a tweet that they should have been up 3-0, and then they were down 1-0.
Yeah, they're 96 minute down 2-1. Yeah. Man, he's up 2-0, though.
Okay. College basketball. You and I are both on LSU. Absolutely. Tonight. That's a good
number. I like that number.
Yeah, LSU 3-0-1 after an ATS loss run. They're on a roll, ATS. And then we talked about all the bad trends for Alabama. And then I think it's a good matchup for LSU because they get most of their points inside. Alabama's two-point defense isn't as good as a three-point defense. Then Alabama, we know, shoots. LSU's got great defense. We're on LSU plus the points here.
Absolutely.
Tonight.
Tied it in the 96. That's a push. That's good as gold. Good as gold.
You're going to come at Spurs, and then they do for that.
I mean, still should.
How many other picks do you have?
For basketball?
Yeah, college.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, you're on it tonight.
I mean, what are you going to fucking...
You're on it tonight?
Can't stop now.
How many you got?
Christ. 9?
Okay.
What do you got?
2 I like. 2 I'm iffy on.
I mean, that's college basketball.
LSU's 1 I like.
Yeah, love that one.
I also like TCU plus the 5 tonight.
They've been playing good ball.
They have their 6-1-2 in their last 9 overall. 4-1 ATS in their last 5 road games. 8-3 ATS in their last 11 as a road dog. On the other hand, Oklahoma State 0-4 ATS in the last 4 is a favorite. 2-8 ATS in the last 10 overall. I know they're a good team. They haven't been covering, though. Jamie Dixon plays Oklahoma State tight. Give me TCU plus the 5 tonight as well.
I like that. Mississippi State.
Saw that one.
Catching 6 at Florida.
Saw that one. Almost.
I've loved Florida this year, but they've only covered 2 of 7. Oh, my God. They just fucking won it.
See, you fucking talk shit on the Spurs. Was it Ari Kane?
No, it was Bergwijn scored in the 95th and the 97th. It's fucking chaos. Beautiful. So Mississippi State catching 6. Like I said, Gators have covered 2 of 7. Bulldogs covered 4 of 5. Underdog in this matchup covered 5 of 6. So I'll take the 6 with the Bulldogs.
Okay, here. Foxy, are you in here for a college bet or no?
NBA, carry on.
Okay, we will wait for NBA with you and Mitt. We'll do that together. So the first two, LSU plus three, TCU plus five, I like.
Yep.
Normally when I do this, those ones will lose.
These ones
will lose. And then the ones I don't like.
That's why whenever somebody asks me, just give me the one you like the most. That's not how this works.
And it never works like that.
Unless it's the 49ers against the Cowboys in Super Wild Card Weekend.
Okay, so how do we feel about Drake?
I love Drake.
The basketball team?
Yeah.
Are you on them tonight?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
That seemed like a...
I'm on Bradley. Oof. Plus the seven.
That did seem like a...
And I'm worried because Drake hasn't been covering it at all, but no, they've been winning still.
I've only taken the money line when I've taken them. I thought this number would be closer to four.
Drake's 2-7 ATS in their last nine as a home fave. They're 4-16 ATS in their last 20, 2-8 at home. Bradley on the other side, 4-1 in their last five as a dog and a road dog. The only thing is, Drake's been winning basketball games. Bradley has not.
That is an issue.
Bradley could shoot the three, sports. Though. I don't know about Bradley plus the seven.
All right. This one has climbed to minus six.
Ooh, what is it?
Minus. I got it minus 3.5. UNC Asheville versus NCA&T. They covered 5 of 6 at home, 6 of 7 overall, and 8 of 11 overall.
Uh-huh.
I don't know about laying fucking six, but I do like it at 3.5. If... Lay it at six. Fuck it.
Okay.
That's a lot, dude.
It's, yeah. Jeez. My last one I definitely don't feel great about, is Pitt plus 3.5 at home. Yeah, I know. You sat back in your seat. I don't fucking love it, dude. Not like Virginia's been great either.
Not at all.
Cavs are 2-6 ATS in their last eight as a fave. 1-4 ATS in their last five versus losing teams, actually. Here's my worry. Pitt has a bunch of great trends. 4-1 ATS their last five is a dog. 8-3 their last 11 overall. 5-2 ATS their last seven at home. Pitt gets most of their points inside. Virginia actually has a very good two-point defense. So that's why my worry was here with Pitt. But I'm going to be on them plus the 3.5.
All right. That's it?
Yep. Go ahead. Rattle them off.
Mercer plus 4.5 at East Tennessee. Road teams covered 4 straight in this matchup.
Okay.
Wake Forest money line at Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech hasn't covered in 7. Home team in this matchup has covered 1 of 10. Wake Forest won 3 out of 4 on the road.
Okay.
Virginia Tech money line at the Wolfpack. Wolfpack 2-8 ATS at home. They've only covered 4 of their last 22 home games.
Who are you taking there?
Virginia Tech.
Okay.
I'm laying 7 with Louisville at home against Boston College, and I do not love it. Boston plus 1.5 at Loyola, Maryland. Terriers covered 7 of 11 road games. Iowa money line at Rutgers.
Yeah.
Iowa's not great on the road.
Really?
You're on Rutgers?
Well.
You're Scarlet Knight?
I just had a whole combo with Ty out there, and then I'm staring. I was going to either pick a college pick or an NBA pick, and I was actually leaning Rutgers plus 3 because Ty said, until they beat someone on the fucking road, I can't trust them.
Yeah.
But he did say, you never know. Like, they come out. You could
middle it.
Oh, man.
Iowa wins by 2.
I'm staying away, man. If that's where you're at, I think I'm staying away.
Came in here with that?
Well, no, I had a different one, but I was like leaning towards, just because it's Big Ten, taking Rutgers plus 3. But now Gump says that, it kind of changes my mind.
Okay. What just happened?
I can't hear anything you guys are saying, you know what I mean? But I don't know if I'd bet Rutgers, but I agree with Foxy. Until Iowa can prove they can win on the road, it's tough for me to take the Hawks.
Tonight's the night, dude.
It's so hard to win on the road of the Big Ten.
Tonight's the night.
They struggle.
This team's got to figure it out at some point.
I like your pick. I'm staying away.
And then the last one. This number is large. Marquette's getting 14.5 at Villanova.
Yeah. Marquette's a good ball team.
14.5?
Jesus.
Gotta love Shaka, you know what I mean?
you know what I mean? You ever watch a Syracuse basketball game, Ty?
So, yeah, I'll take the 14.5 with Marquette. So okay. That's Iowa money line, Marquette plus 14.5, Boston plus 1.5, Louisville minus 7, Virginia Tech money line, Wake Forest money line, LSU plus 4, Mercer plus 4.5, UNC Asheville minus 3.5, and Mississippi State Bulldogs plus 6.
I am on LSU with the points, TCU with the points, Bradley with the points, Pitt with the points. I didn't realize I'm on all dogs tonight. You know what? And you talked to me into it. I'm also going to jump on Marquette with the points.
Ooh. Tell you what.
Five puppies tonight.
I might.
Riff, riff, riff.
I don't know what Marquette is money line.
Riff, 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 riff. You told me earlier it was like plus
680. Six, that yeah. one it was 12.5. So it's probably plus 700 right now.
Sprinky?
Have to.
We're getting a Sprinky?
Have to.
All right, let's do NBA since you are in here. And we'll do it with Mitt as well.
Let's go.
We'll start with Mitt. How'd you do on NBA last night?
1-1.
Okay.
Wrong Foxy, thing. 1-1.
What did you have last night?
I had Wisconsin, like we
which,
all did.
Oh yeah, we
which
all did.
Was a nice hit.
That was a fucking.
That's why I wanted.
Did you see the end of it?
No, I knew it was close.
It
was,
wasn't that close.
No, it was, and then
and
it wasn't.
Then it was like Wisconsin almost didn't
classic.
Cover at the end for
yeah, fucking classic. That's why I wanted to take Rutgers tonight because I wanted to stick with Big Ten.
A good bet.
No, I'm not doing that though because this other one I looked at, I felt pretty good about. Real quick, Mitt, is LeBron's playing tonight, right?
Yeah, LeBron's playing. Yeah. I think AD should be coming back soon. Everybody's playing, though, other than AD.
Regardless, the Pacers fucking stink, so I'm taking Lakers minus 5 tonight. That just seems like too little of points. So I like the LA, Lakers. Here. Yeah, it's in LA.
They won as a dog after the tweet. This is the next game after the tweet, I believe.
Yeah.
Look for a roll.
Yeah, I think that they're going to fucking pick it up. LeBron knows it's time. All right, we're almost into February. After All-Star break, we try. Right now, LeBron's got to gain leverage, right? He's got to win these next couple games going into trade deadline so he can say, hey, I'm doing all the fuck I can. Yep. We got to get Russell Westbrook off this team. But who knows, because Russ did just dunk all over someone. It he was, did. So. But I like Lakers minus 5. Pacers stink too much.
Okay. That's a great pick. LeBron also hates the Indiana Pacers.
Yes. Great point. Hey. Great point.
What else you got, Mitt?
I am on that minus the 5. I really, really, really like the Brooklyn Nets at the Washington Wizards here. Money line.
Couple good boy
it's like
picks.
Minus 104. They're dogs. I have no clue why.
Hold on, Mitt.
What?
Can we put those two money lines into a parlay?
Yeah.
And call it
hype boy parlay.
Yeah, it's those are two pretty hype boy teams. I want to see if he's got any more though.
Oh yeah, I mean, like we're on the Atlanta Hawks tonight. They're at home against the T-Wolves. T-Wolves fucking stink. Look for Trae Young to go off. They're minus 2. We got the Memphis Grizzlies plus 7 at the Milwaukee Bucks. I just think that's too many points there. I also. Classic. I like the Charlotte Hornets plus 3.5. There They're going into Boston.
Yeah, that's it.
That's probably my favorite team to bet on.
Yeah. There it is. All right. The balls. The balls.
There it is.
All right. And then we'll just take it to Chicago. We got Cleveland in Chicago tonight. I love both of these teams, so I'm taking the over of 215. Okay. Both these teams play great defense, but it's a pretty low total. Portland Trailblazers at Miami Heat over 211. And the LA Clippers at Denver Nuggets over 213.5.
Okay, so if you guys are new to the hype boy parlay of the day, Mick goes through his picks and us in our minds try to distinguish which ones are ones that he actually
never
likes
missed.
And ones that he likes because it's a hype boy pick.
Never missed.
I mean,
it's never missed.
Kind of
like completely undefeated.
Kind of like the coin
tonight.
Tony killed it.
We'll get to that. Tonight is the Lakers money line, Brooklyn Nets money line, Charlotte Hornets. I'm going to put the plus 3.5.
Yeah,
I thought Lakers was minus 5.
Yeah, Lakers put, minus 5.
It is, but in the hype boy parlay, it's going to be
it's money line. Okay, okay.
That is plus 461.
Yeah, hammer that. Fucking hammered.
Plus 461 on the mid hype boy parlay of the night, which is 1-0. When he had OBJ touchdown, Lakers as dogs, and Pens.
I like this one.
Okay. Hey, thank you for your contribution, Evan.
Thank you, boys.
Thank you.
Mitt, the chat is wondering if you checked the injury report before picking either of your games.
No, I look at the first basket, actually, on FanDuel, and then that's usually the injury report for me.
What are you, a voice for the chat,
What's
dude?
Going on, Bill?
I mean, there's a lot of players out from what I saw initially.
LeBron is playing. I don't really care.
Just raising a concern. That's all I'm here to do.
You shouldn't be here to do anything.
What's your problem, Tony? What the fuck's your problem? That was me.
No, you did not deserve that. But yes, I do check the injury report, aka the first basket, for all the people in the comments. I do see those comments.
I mean, I just don't like the mojo that was just put on the hype boy parlay.
Fucking see if I come in here and give my MMA expertise ever again, dude.
Shit.
Should.
I just don't like the mojo that was brought in. Do you,
in
Nick?
Fairness, it's not the first time that Mitt has projected
a
pick with guys out.
1,000% true.
Multiple guys out.
Happens every night almost.
Yeah, I mean, who did you pick for first basket?
Who did you pick for first basket, though, and the guy wasn't even playing?
That one was the best, dude.
He wasn't a starter.
He wasn't a starter.
I picked Boban.
Boban, guys. Guy plays 30 seconds a game.
It was Boban. I think it was the first game of the year.
It was.
So, that was a tough start, but, you know.
TNT.
That'll happen, though.
I really thought he was starting. And he shouldn't have been on the first basket if you're not fucking starting.
Oh, that's probably like why that. People are questioning if you look at the injury report, man. You fucking baboon.
Well, the people at FanDuel need to look at the injury report more then. That's
bullshit. Whoa. Ask Johnny about it tomorrow.
Guy's getting put in timeout.
What happened?
Said he wanted to replace Bill with me.
Jesus.
Me with Bill.
What?
Good luck coming back from that.
Timeout. Got put in timeout.
Forever?
Nah, I didn't block. I'm just timeout. Fucking put in timeout. Now, to something that happened yesterday. I did not.
You did.
You did.
I did not.
You've been fucking pissing on him for a while.
I did not, dude.
You trampled all over.
The coin.
This blew. Is twice now. If it happens three times, we're going to have a real fucking
problem. Coin blew a 2-0 lead.
Yeah, that's fine.
Why do you think that happened?
He came back and lost in orbit.
Also gave up a Mickey Mouse goal in overtime.
Just know that fucking the next time a coin flip game is announced.
Won't be next time.
Fucking listen.
There won't be next time. I'm here. Work boots are on. This is chat's fault, to be honest. Bo Horvat.
What are you talking about?
Still talking about Bo Horvat like it's his fucking fault.
The Cougars won.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you talking about?
But the chat bringing up Bo Horvat distracted me from the coin.
Unlike Mitt, I look at the injury report. Bo Horvat being out was not part of the problem.
I didn't say it was.
Don't worry about Bo Horvat. Worry about the goddamn coin.
Okay. Smart. We need a goal from Sevilla.
I didn't like anything in the NHL tonight, Nick.
I'm fading Gabe. I'm going with the Rangers on home ice, plus 130.
Ooh, he's on the Leafs?
He's on the Leafs. Minus 156 going into MSG.
Could be a live bet operation.
Could be.
Maybe we'll bet. If it's going, maybe I'll bet the over if it's fucking during hockey talk, huh?
Actually, let me.
5.5?
This is an asterisk pick.
Whoa.
If Igor Shesterkin is starting in net for the Rangers, I will be on the Rangers. That has not been confirmed yet, though.
Asterisk pick.
Dr. Shesterkin?
Igor?
Dr. Igor Shesterkin. Puck wasn't speaking to me tonight. Was it speaking to you?
Not besides the games. The games are shit.
I can't imagine it wasn't speaking to you after what you did yesterday.
Oh, don't fucking start, dude. Islanders covered. And one. And by one, I mean covered because it was a money line
pick. Yeah, Gumpy stars fucking shit.
Did you see that, by the way? It was
get
a
the fuck
16 round shootout.
It was. Ollie Wahlstrom won it in the 17th.
Oh, it was pretty actually wild. 17. Yeah. I was being fucking dramatic. Oh, it was that long.
Oh, yeah.
It was.
Because I was on my phone. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Stars might beat that.
No, Stars were favored to win, but what was it? The boost? 3 goals?
Oh, wow, that
they
was.
They lost 5-3.
That was a tough look for
hashtag.
I don't need you fucking tweeting out we stink. I know. I'm fucking.
That was a tough look for hashtag Texas hockey.
And the Panthers let us down too.
And it wasn't even like a shootout Panthers, where it was like 1-1.
What
the fuck was that? And then Alberta, the third shooters dude. Both missed. It was no goals until the very end.
These games tonight, Jesus.
Wild. Yeah, there is a boost, I believe, for the Rangers and Devils to both win.
The Devils!
I don't know what the odds are. It's pretty high,
Devils.
I think.
Oh, the fucking Jersey.
But I think, I think that's definitely doable.
Yeah. Mile tonight. You're on the Rangers.
I'm on the Rangers.
Devils and Rangers to win.
Fucking Marinci's on the fucking Leafs. I think you're right, though.
He's on the Leafs.
They're going to be out in New York, dude. I
mean, if Gabe's on the Leafs, that means
you know how many, you know many ladies of the evening are going to be in that hotel room? He's a habitant,
dude. He hates the Leafs.
Yeah. You want anything in puck tonight?
What's that?
You want anything in puck
tonight? No, I'll bet something during
the Speaking of puck tonight, hockey. 8 o'clock tonight, youtube.com/thoughtshockeytalk.
Hell yeah. We're talking to Andrew Brunette, head coach of the Florida Panthers, Minnesota Wild legend. Scored the last goal of Patrick Waugh's career. Patrick Waugh, the famed legendary goaltender.
Head coach of Flo Panthers. Are you going to ask him about Bob?
I'm going to ask him why they let in 5 goals last night and blew it for us, yeah.
Good, as you should. Nice of him to come on. We'll ask him about Bob.
We'll ask him how the boys are doing.
Ask him how beautiful Calgary, Alberta was.
Oh, they played no fans last night?
There was fans there, wasn't there?
I think a few. I don't think it's full, was it?
Is Calgary different rules than the rest of the country?
What's that?
Is Calgary different rules?
It's different everywhere. British Columbia, where I'm from, is what different than everywhere.
Okay. So it's by province?
Province.
Local municipality in each province.
Okay.
Province.
Yeah, the Northwest Territory have a much different situation.
Prince Edward Island, dude. I mean,
the Newfies.
All hail the Queen.
Oh,
what?
Don't say that.
You got 40 for tomorrow?
Don't say that. No, there isn't.
Damn it.
There's nothing tomorrow.
You know what I mean?
Know what I mean? Games on Friday, lots of games on the weekend.
Okay. We'll do that tomorrow then.
Yeah. There's just, I think it's German Cup going on right now.
Tomorrow, Johnny Sheeran's back on.
Yeah, Real Sociedad was tomorrow, but it got postponed.
Okay.
So there's only 2 games in La Liga.
Okay.
If Sevilla comes home, it'll be a...
Thank you, Sevilla.
4-1 day in
footy. Pretty good.
Need a goal in the second half.
How you feeling? Pretty good?
I love Sevilla. Sevilla is a... When I looked at my thing, the teams, 2 soccer teams I made the most money off the past year was... Sevilla and Real Betis. Betis, some would say.
Yes.
Here
we go.
Who?
Nice.
Nice this season has been... we got Nice and Nantes going this weekend.
Again?
Yeah. No, like, they're both live. Both live, you know. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Know what I mean?
Know what I mean?
I feel good about what just happened.
What happened?
Fucking Lord Gremlin of the chat, Billy Twos, was just putting time out.
What was he doing in there?
Fucking pushing his narrative. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I was like, that's going to stick around.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Johnny Bookmaker's on. We'll break down a weekend.
What do you need, Johnny?
Huh?
I want to take the Bucks so bad.
I think this is
the thing. If the Bucks win, we'll just all be sitting here like, we fucking bet against Brady again in the playoffs.
I just I went from, I'm going to take all dogs to now I'm favorite Saturday, dogs Sunday.
Are you laying 6 with the pack?
Ugh. The Jimmy injuries in the cold kind of worries me. Oh,
you don't
fuck.
Think they're playing possum?
Maybe I'll be scared, but
you can't tease through zero. Can't fucking tease through zero, dude.
I'll do, watch me. Or I'll do a fucking money line parlay, Titans and pack.
That's right, just to get back to the injury report thing. Dwight Howard starting tonight for the Lakers. That means that LeBron James is running the point. LeBron James is probably going to have 35 points.
Is that a daily double?
Can I? This motherfucker.
You know Bill knows how to get himself out of timeout.
No, he's typing from Hammer Don. Can I put Hammer Don in timeout or will the whole thing collapse on itself?
Timeout for the
show. We just have to end the show. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer
Don.